There have been more pirate attacks on ships near the Middle East and Africa. Two more vessels were hijacked in the past 24 hours. This time, though, the good guys scored some points as well. It happened near Yemen. A Navy vessel from India sank a pirate ship. India is just one of the countries trying to do more to protect commercial shipping lanes in the region. The private U.S. security company Blackwater is joining in as well. Blackwater is known for its contract work in Iraq, and it's now offering to fight pirates on the high seas. It has fitted out a vessel, it's armed it, and it's looking for contracts from shipping companies. Noah Schachtman of Wired Magazine has been following this story. First, tell us about the ship that Blackwater has outfitted. What's the ship like?
Right. It's called the MacArthur, and it's a former oceanographic research ship that Blackwater has turned around for pirate fighting duty. It's got a landing pad, so helicopters can take off and land and go attack small pirate ships. It's got docking bays for ribs or rigid inflatable boats, which are small little Zodiac-type inflatable boats that can go after pirate vessels. And it's even got facilities for hospital, medical kind of facilities, and to have drones take off and land.
Now, here's the question. Is Blackwater doing anything or planning to do anything on the high seas that other countries or private security companies are not now doing?
No. Actually, the idea of bringing in guns for hire to protect these shipping vessels off of East Africa has been an idea that's been floating around for a couple of years. In 2005, the government of Somalia tried to sign a deal with a U.S. firm, but the deal fell through once it turned out that that firm had ties to another mercenary organization that had tried to overthrow a couple of governments in Africa. Earlier this year, the Somali government tried to ink a deal with a French security firm, but that deal doesn't appear to have been closed either. So no, this idea is very much out there, and it's actually being pushed in a way, strangely, by the U.S. Navy. The U.S. Navy has basically said, look, this space off of East Africa, it's 1.1 million square miles. That's as big as the Mediterranean and the Red Sea put together. And there's no way even the U.S. Navy can protect an area that large. And so they have advised shipping companies to take on their own security, to defend themselves. And a lot of these shipping companies don't happen to have trained warriors at their disposal, so they're turning to these private security firms.
The reputation that Blackwater earned, the charges against it, given what happened in Iraq, is that haunting it as it looks to go into the business of fighting pirates on the high seas?
Well, I think that concern about the private security industry generally is going to make people a little wary of using these firms on the high seas. On the other hand, their reputation can also be rather helpful in warding off the pirates if they know that these rather dangerous fellows are perhaps on board the ships.
Noah Schachtman of Wired Magazine has been following the story of Blackwater's bid to fight piracy on the high seas. Thanks a lot, Noah.
Thanks for having me.